from a faceless shape filled me with terror. It was indeed true that the hospital was very small and that if new invalids arrived in the next few days, room would have to be found for them. But perhaps my faceless neighbor, fearing that he would be among the first victims, simply wanted to drive me away, to free my bed in order to give himself a chance to survive. Perhaps he just wanted to frighten me. Yet, what if he were telling the truth? I decided to await events. The doctor came to tell me that the operation would be the next day. "Don't be afraid," he added. "Everything will be all right." At 10 o'clock in the morning, they took me into the operating room. My doctor was there. I took comfort from this. I felt that nothing serious could happen while he was there. There was balm in every word he spoke, and every glance he gave me held a message of hope. "It will hurt you a bit," he said, "but that will pass. Grit your teeth." The operation lasted an hour. They had not put me to sleep. I kept my eyes fixed upon my doctor. Then I felt myself go under. When I came round, opening my eyes, I could see nothing at first but a great whiteness, my sheets. Then I noticed the face of my doctor bending over me. "Everything went off well. You're brave, my boy. Now you're going to stay here for 2 weeks, rest comfortably, and it will be over. You'll eat well and relax your body and your nerves." I could only follow the movements of his lips. I could scarcely understand what he was saying, but the murmur of his voice did me good. Suddenly a cold sweat broke out on my forehead. I could not feel my leg. Had they amputated it? "Doctor," I stammered. "Doctor,